wildest dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Jeeva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
Welcome to The Netball Show, I'm Sasha Shipway. In this episode, you can hear Anna Carter on Leeds Rhinos' NPL season.
To get fourth in a first season is a testament, really, of a lot of hard work. Emily has done a great job with the squad, really brought them together. Yeah, really delighted with that result.
England netball star Jodie Gibson tells us about her memories from taking part in Bournemouth Sevens and where you could always find Helen Housby.
Helen Housby used to absolutely love a chicken katsu, so if we lost Helen, we'd know where to find her. Be at the chicken katsu stand.
And the winner of the Mizuno competition is announced.
Hi, I'm Marika, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno.
You'll know we've been running a competition with Mizuno over the last couple of weeks, where you could win this fantastic prize.
2 VIP tickets to the Ricoh Arena Games on Sunday the 21st of April. Access to the VIP lounge and food and drink. 1 Sting mascot soft toy. And the big one, a signed Wasps pro netball dress from the current squad.
We are pleased to announce that our winner is Catherine Kendall. Congratulations, Catherine. We will email you with the information soon. We just need to thank everyone who took the time to enter and, of course, Mizuno for their help in arranging this extraordinary prize. So that answer in the podcast of the logo was at 7 minutes 21 seconds and it was Fran Williams from Wasps saying...
To reach beyond now.
Are you looking forward to the games over Easter as well? How intense will that be?
And did you hear how Fran caught me a little bit by surprise, even though I knew she was going to say it? Right, here are the scores from round 14. Team Bath 57, Lightning 55. Dragons beat Sirens 59-49 in the latest Celtic clash. Manchester Thunder were beaten 47-50 by Stars. Surrey Storm beat London Pulse just 56-53. And here are the thoughts of Mickey Austin.
Yeah, super happy to be coming off the back of 2 wins in the last couple of rounds and a really great win and a really good performance against Loughborough on Monday. And I said to the girls, I'm so proud of them for the way that they started that game and stamped their authority and showed what we were made of, and to grit their teeth and grind it out when Loughborough came back at us was a real testament to our character. And then for different reasons, I was probably prouder of us and the way that we went about our business against Pulse on Saturday at home to get that second win in a row. You know, I think there was like 6 different lead changes in that game, so it definitely could have gone either way. And I said to the ladies at the end, you know, we'll learn far more about our character and each other in that game than we would winning a game really convincingly. So yeah, I'm really happy with where we're at, and the mood in the camp is obviously really great going into what is going to be a really tough this weekend. You know, playing 2 games in 24 hours is kind of an unknown entity to us. So I'm looking forward to the challenge and to seeing what we can do against teams that we're going to compete against up there, against Wasps and Stars. And yeah, hopefully looking forward to building on the performances that we've left off on.
And in a very special game for Mavericks at the MK Arena, they lost to Wasps 51-58. It's a netball show with Mizuno. Let's hear now from Anna Carter. Their quest to bring Leeds Rhinos netball to the Super League next season continues. But in the meantime, there's been great success for their under-19 NPL side.
Yeah, really happy with the final result. I think to get fourth in a first season is a testament, really, of a lot of hard work. Emily has done a great job with the squad, really brought them together, and the girls will give it their all. So I felt fourth was probably about right. Yeah, really delighted with that result.
The fact that those teams that finished above you were Thunder, Wasps and Pulse, to finish fourth is credit to you and Emily, isn't it?
Yeah, like I say, a lot of hard work's gone into it. I think that what we were, I suppose, a little bit disappointed about was, you know, some of the teams that we lost to. We were going toe-to-toe with them when we were Yorkshire Jets, and we played against Thunder, and Thunder are always a hard lesson, aren't they, to any young netballer aspiring to be the best, because they've just got so much talent there. Was that for us, how critical it is that we secure a 21s and a Super League franchise pretty soon, just so the girls have that next level to step up. I had the advantages at Loughborough of being able to, you know, look at the 21s and see which girls were ready to be training partners and get the experience of training with the likes of Nat, Panagiri, Beth Cobden, and also for an under-19s players to get the call up to the 21s as well, and then bring that back to the 19s is really key and just gives you that next step up. And for the players that are at Leeds Rhinos and part of the under-19s, they want to aspire to that next step. So we just kind of felt, oh, you know, that really is the next thing for us, to make sure that we're pushing those top three teams.
And they were the only games that you lost, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. I mean, we did quite a lot of friendlies in the background against some local teams. We played against some of the universities, which were, again, not all good experiences for the girls to play against, you know, some of the uni teams that are doing really well. Both Leeds University and Leeds Beckett this year have had good university standings. So I felt for our girls it was great exposure leading into some of these games as well.
What about those expectations? Did you have any leading into it?
Yeah, we did. I mean, we set ourselves some goals. We did say, you know, fourth would be great.
Yeah.
And I think anything lower than that, we might have been a bit disappointed, just because, you know, we're performance coaches and you always want to strive for that next thing. So we were delighted to get fourth, but, you know, you kind of almost tick that box and then go, but why didn't we finish third? So, yeah, so delighted. But, of course, we only want the best, so we're never going to be happy. So we get that number one spot.
And what about people like George and that whole leadership group, their importance during the season?
Yeah, Georgia Paxton's, you know, done a great job. She, again, got the experience last year playing for Loughborough 21s and getting invited into some Super League sessions. So Jessie Duck is another one of that leadership group, and Erin Hodgkiss, who all got the experience of playing a bit of under 21s last year. So I think they learnt from some of the older ones in the 21s about what performance netball looks like, you know, how you prep for a game, how you set your standards and get your culture right. And I think that's paid dividends this season in some of the results.
I get the idea, though, at Rhinos it's team behind the team as well, so a word maybe about Emily and the rest of the team there.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, Emily set really high standards for the girls. I think that, you know, the girls have wanted performance netball now for a while, and that includes, you know, how you turn up for training, how you train, when you walk into a Leeds Rhinos training environment, whether that's into an S&C session or a technical session or performance analysis, you know, what does a performance environment look and feel like? And that's where Emily's really changed things for us, is we've got somebody that can fully concentrate and focus on the athlete experience and expectations. And I think while the girls have found it challenging, because anything new is a challenge, as we all know, they've really stepped up to the mark. And I've been really impressed with the value that the girls have got out of the programme. You know, I can't lie and say that we haven't had casualties along the way with some of the players that have struggled to keep up with expectations, but have all said what a great programme it is. And we want players that do find the environment challenging and rewarding at the same time, and we feel that we got that balance right this season.
And what about those summer tournaments? You've got some coming up shortly, so run me through a couple of them.
Yeah, so the main one that we're focusing on is the July tournament, the end of July, where the under-17s, 19s and 21s, for those that have them, all the franchises, play against each other and have a tournament winner. So we have got a you know, eyes on the prize, if you like, and it would be good to think that we could, you know, challenge again the top three teams and maybe even do one better. But we all know that step up is, you know, it's a big step. It's not easily done.
I'm pleased to see as well there's going to be a camp with Nat Panagari.
Yeah, it's, I mean, as you know, Andy, I always try and link him with the old Jets girls and girls that
surely
I've had.
Not. She'll have you for that.
And, you know, I keep in contact with quite a lot of them, and mainly because the good girls are not only great players playing at Super League level, they're also good aspiring coaches and just great people as well. And I think it's important that these girls keep seeing these Roses girls and start seeing how they carry themselves and give back kind of the information and the coaching techniques that they've picked up over the years. So for us, it's a boot camp and used in numerous ways. It's not just for Leeds Rhinos players. We've had girls come over from Dubai and Switzerland to participate in it. And we do S&C, match play, technical sessions, fitness sessions. So it really is, you know, a four-day performance camp. Where girls can either prep up depending on where the trials are for the up and coming trials for various clubs or counties, wherever they may be, and also for if they've got franchise trials later on in the year, it could also be used as a bit of a pre-season lead up into all of that, really. So it's just a really fun week, if you like, performance netball of preparing yourself for the season.
How can we find out more on that?
More on the website. So if people go on to Leeds Rhinos Netball, they'll be able to get more information on it there.
And it's been a year since the Com Game was gold. The good news is it's on the iPlayer for a week. So how many times have you seen it already?
I think I could probably say word for word what the commentators said. So yeah, quite a few times, and it doesn't ever get boring, does it? And I don't think it ever will. You know, it's still a bit of a tearjerker if you've not watched it for a while.
I think for an England netball, change of direction is imperative in our athletes, and that is something that we measure them on against international competition. I think what is really different about the Mizuno shoe is the grip and flex. In netball, it's really important when the girls plant a foot and move, that is just one consistent movement, and over 60 minutes, that gains so much advantage over the opposition.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop, start, change direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give it a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
If you look at our attacking players, who they tend to favour a real light, speedy shoe where the grip and flex really gets them changing direction quite quickly to lose their opponents, where our defenders, where power, strength, stability and support tend to go for the heavier shoe, where that is really crucial. They're so passionate about improving performance, and they've really shown that in working with each of our individual athletes in respect to how they can make small gains and improve their performance.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements. After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth. That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
Jodie Gibson's been talking to us ahead of this year's Bournemouth Sevens taking place at the end of May, and we find out what the netball facilities are like and which member of the England squad would make the best glamper.
I absolutely love the competition, I love the tournament. My favourite past memories of netball is when I was younger at tournaments with my friends and just playing for fun. Like, I play for fun now at Super League and at international level, but it's just something different. And that I absolutely love about the competition and the tournament and the weekend. There's so many fun aspects to it. It's not just netball as well that I love about it. There's so many different sports, but when I've been to Bournemouth Sevens, it really does bring back those great memories of the childhood when I was at those tournaments. And it's long days, but it's fun long days, and it's just amazing that so many people are there playing different sports and playing netball.
The nice thing as well, I've seen people like Rich and Mia from Bath get involved as well. There's always plenty to do if you go in.
Yeah, there's so much to do. So I've actually been Bournemouth Sevens twice before when I was at Manchester Thunder. So we'd go kind of the end of the season. And the first year we went, we actually didn't play netball. We played dodgeball, because at Bournemouth Sevens there's so many different sports. So there's a rugby, there's a netball, there's the dodgeball, and we actually made the final in the dodgeball competition, which was amazing. But I think it was like Austria's national team were there for dodgeball. They beat us by about 2 or 3 goals in the final, but if only with a bit more practice, we would have won that.
Yeah, but 2 or 3, come on, well done on that.
Yeah, we've done quite well. But yeah, like every year, there's always people who play there. So like last year, I know a few of the Bath girls, like Mia, Rachel, Paige Reed, were all there. And I think what's amazing about the competition is, because we compete week in, week out, playing Super League, and we train really hard, at the end of the season, it's kind of nice that we can go and just have some fun with the netball, go and watch our participate, and as well in the night time we can let our hair down, have some fun, and that's what I love about the Bournemouth Sevens competition.
The mix of that sport and festival atmosphere as well over those 3 days. I mean, people like Example were the headliner last year, and the fact that it can attract big names to these events and it caters for all music tastes as well, that's good to see.
Yeah, it is. And it's amazing. So I've never been to a festival, but Bournemouth Sevens for me is, like you said, it has the sport aspect of it, which I love. And it also has the fun and of the festival kind of atmosphere. And there's so many different tents. So I like to kind of jump from tent to tent and go to like the R&B tent. Next minute, you can go to like the 90s tent, listen to some S Club 7. And there's just so many different tents that cater to everyone. And as well, let's not forget how many food vans are there. So when I used to go, Helen House, we used to absolutely love a chicken katsu. So if we lost Helen, we'd know where to find her. We'd be at the chicken katsu stand. So yeah, there's so many different music going on, so much entertainment, loads of food, lots of drink as well. So yeah, it's just a weekend packed with everything you can think of.
You said you were there with Thunder. One of the things about this is everybody can go there with their own special design kit. So, did you have a special kit for when you were there with Thunder?
No, I think we just went in, like, training tops and shorts. So we didn't really prepare a really nice kit. However, the year that we was there was kind of the first year that Mizuno was coming into netball. And so, it was like, Sam Cook, he was an ambassador for Mizuno. So, she got all the girls in her team kitted out in these beautiful pink dresses, and they looked amazing. And they actually went on to win the competition in their amazing Mizuno kits. And there's just so many different teams there with different kits as well. Some teams don't wear dresses, they just wear like some jazzy leggings and a vest top and things. So it's really nice to see kind of teams come out in these brand new kits and just kind of see how creative we can get, and all that is really exciting.
I've seen cranes, all sorts of designs on teams.
Yeah.
And what would be your current top pick for a kit? Something like Minnie Mouse for you?
No. I think I probably so some of my friends are going this year, and Flo Edwards, who plays for the England netball indoor team, she's absolutely obsessed with unicorns. So at the minute, I think she's kind of fighting the battle of getting the team to be called Unicorn United or something along the lines, and to get some kind of unicorn dresses. But everyone else in the team isn't that passionate about unicorns, so I don't know how that's going to go down.
Accommodation, obviously, VIP glamping is available too. So let's be honest, your Commonwealth Games gold now. So when was the last time you went glamping?
So the 2 times I've been to Bournemouth Sevens, I've been lucky enough to glamp, just because I'm not necessarily the outdoor type. I'd rather go stay in a hotel. But the fact that you can turn up, just bring the stuff you need for the weekend, you don't have to think about bringing a tent, a blanket, anything like that. It's all there in the VIP glamping section. But also as well, what's great about the festival is we don't just have that section. They also have sections where you can bring your own tent. If you enjoy building tents and enjoy all that kind of aspect to it, they have that for you as well. But for me, building a tent is not something I'm very good at. So I'd rather get there, have my TP already made, have my bed already blew up for me, just get there and have some fun.
Who would you reckon is the best glamper in the current England setup then?
Oh, that's a good question.
Won an interview for me isn't bad.
To be honest with you, I feel like, I think Ebony would be great at Grampian actually. Just because it has everything set up for her. She can arrive and she doesn't have to worry about putting the tent up. She can just enjoy it. I think everybody else probably wouldn't mind having a camping, but I think myself and Ebony would probably just rather get there and just and just have the tent already made for us.
But for you all, it'll be executive rooms all the way these days anyway, isn't it?
Well, I hope so.
The extended version of Jodie's chat with us, where she looks at a comeback from injury and stars, will be online this weekend.
Our Commonwealth Games Gold Anniversary podcast is online. Listen to it to hear us celebrate the gold medal, look back on its legacy, plus hear from Jeeva Mentor and Amma Agbaze. Also, there's a special set on Kyra Jones' retirement, including messages from the Netball family and her thoughts on Dragon's performance this season. Thanks again for your support, and well done again to Catherine Kendall for winning the prize with our partners Mizuno. Make sure you enjoy the game and send us a picture of you and the massive sting when he gets there.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal. It's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Jeeva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.